Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am your host, Rita Johnson. Here we talk about all things related to health, hormones, natural living, and those amazing bodies that God has given you and how to take care of them better. I'm so glad you're here. You have the dream on your heart of traveling around the world with your family? Maybe you do and maybe you don't. But if you do, I want you to hold on for some tips and tricks on how and why we have decided to make traveling a part of our children's upbringing while they are all still at home with us. If you're new here, I'm Rita Johnson. I'm the owner of Divine Mercy Nutritional Care, and I help women with health issues, especially hormonal imbalances, to really take their health back into their own hands and to feel better than they thought possible. We do this through dietary changes, lifestyle, at-home lab testing, and a whole lot more. But I also am very passionate about living life to the fullest, and that is exactly why I got started on helping other women to feel better than they thought was even possible. As an extension of this, my husband and I really started to look at our own life and wondering what were ways that we were holding ourselves back, or things that we've always dreamt about doing that we've wanted to do more of while our kids are at home with us. And we found that one of those things is actually traveling as a family. We really love to travel, and as we kind of stopped and looked around, we thought about how often you don't hear people that love to travel, and especially as a couple. My husband and I both have this passion and this desire to travel and to see new things and experience new cultures, and we wanted to give that to our children. And so after a lot of thought and reflection, we decided to take our first trip last year. We spent 6 weeks in Italy and Spain, and we really found that through that experience that we drew closer together as a family. There was a lot of blessings that the Lord bestowed on us in that time, which I'll get more into later. And it really allowed for us to see how we were living our life in a new perspective, as opposed to just staying in our lane of living life as Americans, trying to pursue the corporate ladder and really have things that we get the next biggest house because our kids are getting older, or we buy the new car because ours is looking a little faded, whatever it is. We just really started to evaluate how and why we were doing things and how could we be a little more intentional as we're raising our children. We were already homeschooling. We were already doing things that we had gone against the grain, so to speak, and traveling just ended up being one more part of those. So I really want to launch into some things that we've learned, and I will go into some itinerary things that we have done that I would highly recommend if you decide you want to embark on your first journey as a family, but also some ways that we have done this much more affordably than people often think when we tell them that we have taken our family of seven abroad several times. So I hope you're ready to join me on this journey. A lot of times when people see me after a big trip, they say, "How? How do you do that?" And I really just want to get into the how and the why and help people to understand that this is something that is achievable. We just have to look at it differently than maybe we ever have before and look around at other choices in our life that don't have to look the same as how everybody else is living their life. We can choose to do it differently and to celebrate that, and also to really live the life that we feel called to live in the Lord and grow in the ways that He's calling us to grow. So do you have questions for me, things you want me to address as I talk about traveling, how we've done it, and things we've learned? I would love to discuss things that are utmost in your mind when you think about traveling as a family. Before we sign off today, I just want to talk about the why. Oftentimes people will say things like, "Well, why would you take little ones? Because they're not going to remember it anyway." And I just want to say that even if they don't remember it, you will. And there are things that they remember and ways that they're shaped and changed, and they're not even aware of them. For example, I have a 3-year-old that we took with us to Portugal, and she has a very broad palate, and I do credit a lot of that to our travels. But she also likes to do this thing where when she's playing pretend, she'll speak in her own language. The exposure she's had to foreign languages and the encounters she's had with other people and the way that they treat small children differently has really shaped who she is. And it's really beautiful to see that as we reflect back on not only our time in Portugal most recently, but also our trips to Italy. So I hope you'll stick around for more content on traveling and traveling as a family and traveling as a big family, if that happens to be you. And obviously this information will also be equally applicable even if you have a smaller family. So let's go out there and live the dreams the Lord has placed on our hearts. Hey friend, are you struggling with trying to figure out how to support your hormones naturally? You're sick of all these other solutions that you're hearing about that are artificial or outside of your control? Then grab my free ebook. It's all about how to balance your hormones naturally. The link is in the description to this podcast episode. There's so much we can do to take our health back into our own hands and feel better. So let's get started today.